Good morning. Today I'm going to be talking about part of my master's thesis research, which is looking at four different maturity groups of soybeans and comparing them between their nitrogen uptake, their soil nitrogen credits developed, their yield, as well as how they affect a following rice crop. And so I'd like to begin by giving a little introduction to Arkansas crop production. Arkansas is the largest producer of rice in the United States, with over 615,000 hectares harvested last year alone. 68% of this is actually grown in rotation with soybean, and so it's pretty big. It's a very important crop rotation. Soybean is actually the leading crop in Arkansas, both in acres harvested as well as profit. So maturity group 4 and 5 are most commonly grown in Arkansas, and as you can see in the picture to the right, this is showing the Arkansas row crop distribution, with majority being on the eastern side of the state in the Mississippi Delta region. So this is where this research was conducted. So the nitrogen fertilizer rate of a rice crop is very important. The fertilization is the single largest input cost to a rice producer, and so being able to reduce this is very beneficial. So as we know, the Bradyrhizomium japonicum soil bacteria symbiotically fixes nitrogen with the soybean roots, known as biological nitrogen fixation. And in Arkansas, we were able to give a rice farmer a nitrogen fertilizer recommendation two different ways, being the standard method and NSTAR, or a nitrogen soil test for rice. So the standard method is just a blanket application recommendation using the variety, soil texture, and the previous crop grown in rotation with rice. While NSTAR is a site-specific soil nitrogen test, which uses the variety, the soil texture, and based on soil texture, a 12 to 18 inch sample depth. So this encompasses the full rooting zone of the rice crop. And it is a direct seam distillation test, which provides an amount of soil nitrogen, which is predicted to become plant available within the growing season, and so it gives a great estimate as to what is needed in order to maximize yield without and minimize losses. And so SoyMap is a very beneficial program used in this research, and so I just wanted to give a brief introduction to it. It is a computer program developed by a few professors at University of Arkansas, and it is just a soybean analysis, maturity analysis, and planning software to help plan and compare. And so what it does, it's basically an Excel file, and you tell it the location of your field, the planting date of your beans, your maturity group, soil texture, and from that, the water holding capacity within the soil. And so it uses those inputs to predict the yield, the dates plants will hit the R1, R5, and R8 growth stages, as well as irrigation requirements and an economic analysis of each field. So this has been very beneficial in this project, having multiple maturity groups, planting dates, and locations of soybeans, and so there's been a wide variety of growth stages occurring all at the same time, and so this has been a helpful tool in this research. So just some objectives and justification of this research project. We hope to quantify the soil nitrogen credits accumulated under different maturity groups of soybeans, as well as to determine which soybean characteristics affects the soil nitrogen credits most heavily, and finally to determine the importance of biological nitrogen fixation and soybean residue in a rice nitrogen fertilizer rate recommendation. So a quick justification of this research, the potential to reduce a rice nitrogen fertilizer need through management of a soybean crop could provide savings with no additional input costs, and this can be a very beneficial to a farmer. So the methodology of this research, we are looking at a soybean-rice crop rotation with soybean the first year followed by rice. We have a split plot field design with maturity of the soybeans grown in strips in the field, and then each strip is divided into six subplots, which are then randomly assigned a nitrogen fertilization rate for that rice crop. And so the maturity groups of soybeans we used in this research range from 3.5 to 5.6, and so this encompasses both indeterminate and determinate soybeans, and provides a good estimation of Arkansas soybean production, as that is that encompasses the range which producers grow most heavily. So during the soybean growth, each soybean maturity group was sampled at full seed for total nitrogen uptake, and so this is before the soybeans have begun to drop their leaves, but late in the season, in order to provide an estimation of the total nitrogen uptake for this season. And so we quantified the nitrogen of the whole plant, and then we also measured the grain nitrogen at maturity. And so just by simply subtracting the grain nitrogen from the whole plant nitrogen, we were able to get an estimation of the biomass nitrogen, which was then returned to the soil system and accredited towards the soil nitrogen. So after soybean harvest, the residue was spread evenly within each plot in order to give a representation of what is being returned to the soil system. And NSTAR soil samples were taken from each maturity group strip at rice emergence the following spring. And so this is how we quantified the soil nitrogen credits in this project, by using a soil nitrogen test. And again, this is giving us a measurement of the predicted plant available nitrogen within the growing season of the rice. So Lacaste rice was planted the following spring, and it was drill seeded into the soybean residue. And third samples again were taken at emergence, as I've said, and six different nitrogen rates of urea were applied to the rice crop. And so this ranged from 0 to 225 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. The rice total nitrogen uptake was measured at 50% heading using a 1 meter sample from each plot, and which was all ground together to get an estimation of the whole plant nitrogen. And then the grain yield was recorded and compared between nitrogen rates and maturity groups of soybeans previously grown. So jumping right into the soybean results here, we have the 2016 yield by maturity group. So on the x-axis we have soybean maturity group, and on the y-axis we have soybean yield in kilograms per hectare. So here we can see that the soybean maturity groups 4.7 and 5.4 yielded the highest, followed by 5.6 and 3.5. And so this is to be as expected. This is as expected because the 4.7 and 5.4 maturity groups are the most commonly grown and best suited maturity groups for the Arkansas environment. So here we have the 2016 nitrogen removed by soybean grain. And again, we have the soybean maturity group on the x-axis and the grain nitrogen in kilograms per hectare now on the y-axis. And so you can see that although the 4.7 and 5.4 maturity groups yielded this the same, they did not remove the same amount of nitrogen from the field. And so the 5.4 actually removed more nitrogen than the 4.7s, followed by the 5.6 and 3.5s. So, as we just saw, so now we are looking at the soil results from the NSTAR samples taken this spring. And so, first I'll talk about the bar graph on the left with maturity group. So the maturity group again on the x-axis and the nitrogen content in milligrams per kilogram on the y-axis. And so this analysis shows that there is no difference, no statistical difference between the maturity groups and the nitrogen content of the soil. However, I would like to use the scatter plot on the right to explain a little what we expect to see with more data. And so in the scatter plot, we are looking at the soil nitrogen credits by the soybean yield. And so on the x-axis, we have the nitrogen content in milligrams per kilogram, and the y-axis, we have soybean yield in kilograms per hectare. So here you can see that although it's not a strong trend, you can see there is a little bit of a little trend with the higher yielding soybeans returning less nitrogen to the soil system than the lower yielding soybeans, which returned more nitrogen to the soil system. So this is because all soybeans were active below ground, symbiotically fixing nitrogen with the soil bacteria, as well as uptaking nitrogen in their biomass and grain. The higher yielding soybeans, however, removed the most amount of grain, the most amount of nitrogen, while the lower yielding soybeans returned the most amount of nitrogen because it was not translocated into that grain and removed at harvest. So a little preview of the rights results we saw in 2017. The x-axis, we have the nitrogen applied in kilograms per hectare, and this was applied using a single pre-flood treatment of urea. And on the y-axis, we have rough rice grain yield in kilograms per hectare. And so we can see that the treatments of 135 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare and above maximized rice grain yield, all reaching 95% relative grain yield and above. And so this is to be as expected. It matches what the N-Thiazole samples would have recommended for a rice crop fertilization plan. And so that was a quick check of that validity of N-Star, and it was successful. So little conclusion slide here. We did not see any significant differences in between soil nitrogen and maturity group of soybean grown. We also did not see any significant differences in between the rice soil nitrogen uptake and maturity group, nor between the rice yield and maturity in previous maturity group grown. However, as I mentioned, the treatments of 135 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen and above maximized rice yield, matching the N-Star recommendations. So some future direction of this research project. This past growing season, we added 4 more fields of soybeans to this research, incorporating both early and late planting dates of soybeans, as well as 2 different locations of soybeans and a fallow strip added to the field for control. Each of these will be followed by rice, and N-Star samples will be taken this coming spring. The rice soil nitrogen uptake at 50% heading and grain yield will be measured again. So a little discussion, we expect to see some differences between planting date and soil nitrogen credits as through the sampling done recently, there is a large difference in between the weight and size and height of the early planted maturity groups versus the early planted soybeans versus the late planted soybeans. And so this is, if we don't see any differences between maturity groups or variety, I expect that we will see differences in between planting dates. So biological nitrogen fixation productivity may be correlated to the time spent in vegetative growth stages, and so this may allow for the early planted determinate soybeans to produce the most soil nitrogen credits as they have the most time in the growing season and are well suited for the environment. Soybean grain yield between maturity groups was significantly different and soil nitrogen was not significantly different. So these two facts compared to each other leads to the conclusion that yield is related to biological nitrogen fixation productivity, allowing for the differences which even out the soil nitrogen. So I'd like to end by saying thank you to my academic advisor, Dr. Trenton Roberts, as well as my graduate committee and the N-Star lab and my fellow graduate students. Finally, I'd like to thank the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture and the Arkansas Rice Checkoff Board for the funding of this project. I'd like to take any questions you may have at this time. Thank you very much.